Hi. Oh, okay. Sorry. Hey, it's Lauren again. Time is running out, and so I figured that I would do another voice post to save on time and make sure that I had the time to make an update before I leave tomorrow for Nagano, which is a very cold prefecture above Tokyo, where I'm going for my winter break. I'm going with 4 other AKP students, all of whom are completely different AKP students from the Okinawa trip I took for fall break. Those were 5 people. These are 4 people whose names are Ramel, Danielle, Greg, and Nestor. And the 5 of us are going to Nagano from the night of tomorrow to the night of the 23rd. After that, excitingly and a little bit scarily, I'm going by myself to Tokyo, where I'm going to be from the morning of the 24th to the night of the 29th. And while I'm in Tokyo, I am planning to do a few things. I'm hopefully going to see Emma Zoe on the 26th, and if you're listening to this, Emma, hi, I'm excited. I am also going to meet up with a Japanese friend from here who happens to be in that area at the same time. I am going to go to Comiket, which is the largest doujinshi convention in Japan and thus the world, on the 28th or the 29th because it's happening, and as long as I'm in Tokyo when the largest doujinshi convention in the world is happening, I might as well go. I'm going to the Studio Ghibli Museum, which is supposed to be pretty neat. It's supposed to be an experience rather than a museum. That should be fun. And this is exciting to me, and mostly just me, but on the 25th, on Christmas Day, at noon, I am going to see the second-to-last show on the last day in Tokyo of the 11th Prince of Tennis live-action stage musical. For those of my friends and acquaintances who don't know at this point, the Prince of Tennis stage musicals are based on the Prince of Tennis anime series, which is a series about junior high school students who play competitive tennis. They made it into a series of musicals that generally cast like mid to high profile level Japanese boy band actors in the roles of the characters, and they sing and they dance and they pretend to play tennis using like strobe lights as the balls and like very realistic ball hitting racket noises. And it should be fun. I'm excited. I have no idea, I mean, what to expect, because I never ever expected to actually be able to see one of these like live, real, and in person, but I have a ticket. I bought one at a convenience store here because convenience store ticket buying machines are high-tech affairs whereby one can buy tickets to museums, stage shows, concerts, maybe movies, and a bunch of other things beside if you know the number for whatever it is that you want to purchase, like the special ticket code machine number, and then you get there in enough time to buy a ticket before they're all sold out. For instance, my Prince of Tennis ticket was the only... Oh, wait just a sec.
Oh, 大丈夫です。はい、わかりました。 Hi.
Sorry about that. So, for instance, my Prince of Tennis ticket, there were 4 potential shows, 2 on the 24th, 2 on the 25th that I could have gone to, and 25th at noon was the only one that wasn't sold out, and so that's what I went to. So that's an instance of when ticket machines can't help you, even if you're there and even if you have the special code, because there are no more tickets. But it was actually pretty cool buying this ticket, because A, I was ridiculously excited when I was able to do it, but also, like, the way it works, after you print in your ticket code and then you give them your name, it prints out a little receipt that you then take to the cashier within 30 minutes of you printing it out, and the cashier does something in the back with like a printer and a something else, and he prints out like a real ticket. I mean, not like a internet boarding pass style, it's called a ticket, but all it is like a barcode on a piece of printer paper. No, this is like a real ticket, like a plane ticket you get in the mail sort of ticket with, you know, the letters and the sort of curved corners and the ticket colored paper, and it's sort of stiff. And so, with this ticket given to me at a Lawson's register, I am going to go see the 11th musical of the Prince of Tennis live action stage musical franchise on the 25th at noon in Tokyo. And then I'm going to go see Emma the day after that. And I'm going to do awesome things in Tokyo. And then I'm going to head to a doujinshi convention. And then I'm going to head back home. Meanwhile, all three legs of this trip are going to take place basically via midnight buses. Like, I'm taking a midnight bus from Kyoto to Nagano, and then a midnight bus from Nagano to Tokyo, and a midnight bus from Tokyo to Kyoto. And this basically means that I'm probably going to be incredibly exhausted by the second, or, I mean, definitely by the third, but maybe even the second, or maybe even the first of my midnight buses, because they are reportedly no more comfortable than planes. And maybe even a little less easy to get to sleep on. And they take the whole night, so, you know, it's like taking three red eyes, basically, is what I'm going to be doing. It was suggested that I buy alcohol and then drink it really fast so that I fall asleep due to, like, the alcohol as soon as I get on the bus. And so on one leg of the trip, I might try that. And if it works, then I might try it again. But we'll see. No, I'm looking forward to it, though. It should be an experience. It should be fun. And I like the people that I'm going with on the Nagano leg, so that should be nice to spend time in Nagano with them. Two of them are going skiing, because Nagano is supposed to be a good place to ski. The three of us who can't ski are going to go to... Well, we don't really know what we're going to do, but we at least want to go to some of the outdoor hot springs they have around there in Nagano. There's also supposed to be a monkey park with a special hot spring reserved for the monkeys, and so you can go to the park and you can watch them bathe in the hot spring, which should be cute if it really exists, if the monkeys really go there. So, that's the trip. That happens starting tomorrow, and that's why I couldn't really find the time, or I worried that I might not have the time to type out a proper email update for you guys. But meanwhile, the past few weeks have been occupied by a bunch of other things, featuring again a completely different group of people, and this is yet again different from the group of people with whom I went to Okinawa. So now we have three groups right now. We have the 6-person Okinawa group that was the group of people I went with on my fall break trip. We have the 5-person Nagano group of people. And then we have the group of people with whom I spent the past 2 weeks basically studying for finals in Starbucks. My final exams took place this morning, yesterday morning, and the morning before that. And in preparation, I basically spent every evening for the past week in Starbucks with a group of ranging from 3 to 5 people. They're very cool people. They're really, really, well, basically fun to spend a long time at Starbucks with, which, more than the fact that I had finals, is the reason that we were all there for so much time. I mean, realistically, I could have studied maybe half that much time at home. You didn't need to do a whole lot of studying to get these finals done, but it was a lot more fun to stretch it out over the course of, like, hours and hours and days of, like, time spent at Starbucks, wherein we bought a kind of depressingly low number of actual, like, food and drink products, because Starbucks is kind of expensive, but we would basically monopolize their couches, and over a period of, like, 8 hours from, I don't know, like, noon to, well, 8 in the evening, or, you know, 2 to 10 in the evening, basically sitting down and talking about a bunch of things and periodically taking breaks to study and then going back to talking and then going out for dinner and then coming back and talking and studying. So that's basically what we did at Starbucks, and that means that I haven't actually eaten at home until tonight for dinner for the past 8 days, which was strange in of itself. It means that I spent a lot more money on food than I'm used to spending. But no, it was fun. They're really neat people. For about half that week, I had a crush on one of them, and then I changed my mind, and that's okay. But they're all very cool. They have excellent taste in ice cream parfaits, and we went out to parfaits a few times. I had a really amazing parfait that was like, it's called a blueberry parfait, but it's so much better than that description sounds, because it had really delicious, flavorful vanilla soft serve ice cream, if you can believe it. It was delicious. Flavorful vanilla soft serve ice cream layered with a sort of subtle blueberry ice cream, and then you had another kind of sort of soft serve whipped cream thing on top, and you had frozen blueberries, currants? Are they currants? I always forget what they're called, but they're those little red kind of semi-transparent clear things, and raspberries, and I mean, like, basically frozen fruit on top, and it all layered together and tasted very good. Very kind of fruity, but not overwhelmingly so, and, like, there was blueberry, and there was some other stuff going on, too, and it was, like, just the right size, so I ate it and felt satisfied without feeling overly full. So that was one of my parfaits. The other time we went, I had another parfait, and it would have tasted good, except I have a cold. I got a cold the day we ate these parfaits, and so my sense of smell was pretty much blocked, and so the taste was kind of considerably less flavorful than it would have been if I had been able to smell what it was that I was eating. So I can't really comment much on the second parfait, which was a milk tea parfait. It was a milk tea apple pie parfait, which sounds good, and probably was. I just couldn't really taste it. But I, yes, spent a lot of time with these people. I will tell you their names, too, so that I don't have to keep calling them these people. These people were a core contingency of two girls named Jeannie and Becca and one guy named Eric, and then two sort of optional add-on members who were sometimes with us and sometimes weren't, and one of them is Ben and one of them is Mia, who's a girl. And so it was occasionally 3-4 of us, occasionally 5-6 of us, occasionally a few other people who joined in as well. It was a good time. It was also a really good way to finish my Christmas cards, because I had to draw two, one for my host family, one for myself. And the one for myself actually still needs to be colored. I'm hoping I can do that in Nagano. But I was able to finish my, basically start and finish my host family's card at Starbucks, conveniently free from distractions, because I was either, I mean, I was basically sitting, and it was there in front of me, and I couldn't ignore the fact that it was there, and I was there for a long time. So the cows on my host family's Christmas card got done, and I've given it to them, and now they're going to photocopy it and send it out to everyone they know for New Year's. And so I'm happy that that got finished. That was a nice sort of byproduct of the Starbucks week, the week in Starbucks. I mean, I will say that at the same time as it was kind of fun, and it was a sort of bearable, manageable way to get studying done without it being too kind of like boring or nerve-wracking or anything like that, it was a little tiring, or at any rate, now that I'm finally just like having some time to myself, having some time at home, I'm just kind of feeling really burned out. Like, oh my god, I can't imagine doing anything with anybody else. I can't imagine eating it out again one more time. That said, I am going to go to Nagano tomorrow, but it's with a different group of people, so maybe the dynamic will be different. Maybe I will feel like I'm taking a break from the old experience just by virtue of it being a new experience. And, yeah. And there are definitely, I mean, ups and downs over the week, over the intensely concentrated social experience. And there were some days where we really, you know, connected, and some days where it just felt like we were doing our homework in the same room, which oftentimes is what we were doing. But that clearly is a considerable feature of the past week and a half, because it occupied a considerable amount of that time. Like, literally, I would be at school. Well, like, the past few days, you know, I had a final for 2 hours, and then went out to lunch for maybe an hour, and then went to Starbucks, and then stayed at Starbucks until 10, and then went home and went to sleep, and then woke up and had another 2-hour final, another 8 hours at Starbucks, and basically that's enough about Starbucks in my life and in this phone post. But other than that, what have I done? I saw WALL-E in Japanese, actually in English with Japanese subtitles, although there is a Japanese dub version available. I guess they just alternate the theaters with different versions. I was reminded of how much I like the opening segment in particular of WALL-E. I mean, I like the ending half just fine too, but the opening half, particularly the opening, like, 5-10 minute stretch, I find absolutely phenomenal, and, like, really distinctive, really unusually distinctive, and so, more than anything else, I remember that, and I remembered watching it, how good I found it, and I watched it with my Japanese friend Yuka, and after that, we hung out for a while, we talked, and this was not this last weekend, but the weekend before on Sunday, we talked, and then we, out for dinner at an okonomiyaki place, and okonomiyaki, for the people who aren't familiar, is now my favorite food in Japan. It has usurped yakisoba. It uses the same sauce as yakisoba, and oftentimes okonomiyaki places also serve yakisoba, but okonomiyaki, it's basically like an egg pancake with with cabbage and a little bit of ginger and a few other things, and like pork in it, and it tastes so good, and it has a really tasty sauce. It has tonkatsu sauce on it, basically. But the exciting feature of this okonomiyaki place is that they let you cook the okonomiyaki yourself. Basically, you are handed a cup of the batter that, you know, had like a raw egg in it and had, you know, cabbage and the pork, if you had the pork. And then basically you have a hot plate in front of you, and it's your job to fry the okonomiyaki all by yourself. And this is a scary, daunting task for somebody like me who doesn't know how to cook, but once you have the ingredients and somebody to, like, tell you how long to fry it, it's a pretty kind of simple and consequently empowering procedure, because, I mean, even I, who, like, can't cook anything, was able to make this okonomiyaki, and when I ate it, when I tasted it, it was really delicious, partly, no doubt, because of how accomplished I felt that I made it all by myself. And so I'm really happy now that I know the existence of this tiny and not too expensive make-it-yourself okonomiyaki restaurant. Kind of want to bring multiple people there. You know, I want to have an okonomiyaki party. That would be fun. So that was what I did that Sunday. And then I went to school. And then my week of Starbucks began. Before that, I also spent a night sleeping over at my friend Althea's house, because her parents for these past 2 weeks were out of town and they didn't want her to spend too much time in the house alone, so they asked her to invite a series of friends over, and I was the Thursday friend. So I came over on Thursday, not today, obviously, but last Thursday, last week's Thursday. So that was the first day that I didn't have dinner at my host family's house. And I didn't have host family's dinner until today, so that's 8 days. But, yeah, no, but it was really fun spending time with her, finishing up the last of one of my final projects for one of my classes, and then we stayed up late talking about a variety of things, talking about my Prince of Tennis musical ticket, hardly won, you know, won after great labor and perseverance trying to figuring out Japanese loss and ticket buying machines that previous Tuesday. Talked about how things are going for her, how things are going for me, the crush that I thought I had until I stopped having it. We talked about that when I thought it was still happening. And I'm surprised, because I'm only at, you know, the 17 minute and 30 second mark, and I feel like I've outlined most of the things that have happened to me recently. Maybe because there's a greater frequency of greater redundancy in these past few weeks than there have maybe been in other weeks. Or maybe there's just less to catch up on. It's only, what, 2 weeks or so worth of new material, when usually I have far, far more of a backlog to work on. But yeah, I've not been doing a great variety of things. I've been, you know, interacting with a great variety of people. Because again, you have like the three contingencies that are the library friends I went to Okinawa with, and the Starbucks friends, and now the Nagano trip friends, and they're all maybe someday going to meld together into a big, you know, friend circle, but right now they're more or less separate groups whom I nevertheless kind of bounce between. And I have continued to go to my English Language Conversation Club on Wednesdays, and that's neat. I actually skip most of the club proper, because it's a very sort of slow endeavor where, you know, the teacher asks a question and then nobody really answers for 2 minutes until somebody ventures something quietly, and then he sort of awkwardly nods and says, yeah, that's kind of all right, but not quite, and then tries to correct them, but it doesn't really stir much kind of like spontaneous, lively atmosphere. So I tend to arrive purposefully near the end of the actual club segment and then go with everybody there basically to lunch at that campus's cafeteria. And that's fun, because then I get to talk with them for like an hour, and then Eriko, who's, you know, one of the people there whom I've mentioned before, because we go out and do things periodically, and I, we ride the same train home together, and then we talk on the train home, and that's fun. Speaking of Eriko, I remember what I did this last Sunday when, again, I didn't eat at home, is I went with her clothes shopping, which, as most of my clothes shopping tends to be, involved about 5 hours of me not finding anything that was either something I wanted to wear or not too expensive, like too expensive being $300 expensive, that's too expensive for me. But then at the very end, I did find something I liked, and it was only $30, and I actually am wearing it right now. I kind of find it really cute, which is rare considering how recently, only recently, did it occur to me that clothing could look cute and that I liked cute clothing. Like, before, it just kind of didn't really register beyond the level of, like, comfortable versus not comfortable, but now I have, like, favorite colors and favorite styles of clothes, and, you know. And this was something I saw, and I liked it, and it wasn't too expensive, and so I bought it, and it unfortunately has what is seemingly a universal feature of Japanese female winter clothing, which are these little tassels that are basically like two long strings that have big poofy cotton balls at the end. So it has those. It's like a little kind of sort of one-piece overshirt thing with a hood. I can't explain it well at all. It looks cute, but it does have these tassels down the front, these little strings that end in big poofy cotton ball things. And this was a sort of sadly unavoidable feature, and at least they're like puffy cotton balls instead of like furry cotton balls, if you get my distinction. So, you know, it has a sort of kind of wintry cloud feeling instead of like a rabbit tail or like an explosion impression, which you get from some of these articles of clothing. Maybe I'll take pictures, which I keep saying, but there are still no pictures on Facebook, but someday there will be. Someday there will be. Certainly not before I return from Tokyo on December 30th. Probably not before I go back to school on January 8th. But I'm starting the sort of long and tedious process of basically looking through all the photos on my computer. All the photos on my computer, there are a lot. And basically deleting all like the blurry duplicate ones. So once I finish that, and that's going to take a while, I just need to pick out the ones that I want to keep that I want to put up on Facebook, and then I need to organize them into different categories, and then I need to start, you know, uploading one or two categories each day until they're all uploaded, and you know about the past 4 months I've spent here in pictures. So that will happen, and I have a plan. It's just going to take a long time to execute, and I am sorry to anybody who's holding out for that. It will happen. I have them here. Worst case, if for whatever reason it doesn't happen, the pictures are on my computer and I am taking them, so when you see me next fall, I can show you them then. Worst case. I'm sure I will upload at least some of them to Facebook before then. Meanwhile, I'm playing Phoenix Wright Trials and Tribulations. This is the third Phoenix Wright game. I just finished the second trial today, so I'm moving on to the third one. The murder took place in a fancy French restaurant, and so I'm investigating the restaurant for clues. It's pretty fun. I am waiting for the fourth and fifth cases, which, as is often the case in these games, are supposed to be the most emotional and intense. That was certainly the case in the second game, whose fourth case was amazingly epic and, like, you know, what do you call it, edge of your seat. And you're just watching and waiting, and you can't wait to see what happens, and it's like, ah, it's very dramatic. I mentioned that a little in my last email post, I know. But so far, the third game has been kind of, you know, just sort of a little wacky, a little fun. Hopefully things will pick up. You have some interesting characters. Speaking of Phoenix Wright, the Takarazuka Theater Troupe, which is a famous all-women's theatrical troupe that has been doing musicals since the 1930s, they are basically one of the most reputable, like, traditional Japanese musical theater groups, and they happen to consist of all women, and they do a bunch of shows. They do shows, original shows, they do shows based on American musicals, they do shows based on Japanese manga, and in February, they're doing a show based on Phoenix Wright. They're doing a Phoenix Wright musical, and tickets for that go on sale this Saturday, and so when I'm in Nagano, my friend Elise is going to be the one responsible for getting me and everyone else in AKB tickets via the handy Lawson's ticket buying machines. And so we've given her the money for that, and she's going to purchase seats in, like, the front row, and we're going to go see a Phoenix Wright musical in February. So all the threads of, like, my life, except for, you know, my actual life, but all the threads of my life as it pertains to the consumption of entertainment are tying together. We have the musical element, We have the Lawson's ticket buying element. We have the video game element. We have the friends element, and they're all happening. So that's February. And I'm kind of excited about that. I'm kind of trepping it because I'm like, well, it's one thing if you're making musicals of such a creatively dubious endeavor as The Prince of Tennis, but what do you do if it's like a semi-reputable troupe doing a semi-serious rendition of a pretty good game? Like, that could go wrong in an unironic and sort of unfortunate way, or it could go very right because you have like a lot of quality pooling in one place. But you know, what does it mean? What does it mean that all the actors will be women? What does it mean that it's a lawyer game and they're going to be singing? And so, in any case, I am glad that I get a chance to see it in person, however it will turn out. Oh, speaking of musicals, that's what I'm doing my comps project on. I think I'm going to do my senior thesis on musical theater in Japan and how that has developed and what it's like now and whether there is an original musical theater scene here or whether most/all of the big musicals are basically ports of Western musicals or adaptations from other Japanese media of popular stories. I'm curious because they definitely have a musical scene here, a musical theater scene here, as is evident by all these sort of multi-installment franchises and very robust, successful groups like the Takarazuka. But so there is a scene, but it's very different from the scene in America. I mean, because clearly you don't have a long-standing historical all-female musical theater troupe in America that I'm aware of. Like, that's not a part of our musical theater's formative history. And we don't have serial musical adaptations of popular cartoon shows. Our musicals do have ties with seemingly popular soap opera actors and movie actors. You know, periodically you get someone like Vanessa Williams singers, you know, starring in a musical, and people go to see it because it's Vanessa Williams. But, you know, we don't have, well, maybe we do a boy band actors acting in our musicals. I don't really know. They don't act in Sondheim musicals, so I'm kind of woefully unaware of what it is that they do. Speaking of Sondheim, I'm really excited about his new musical, which is called Roadshow, and it's not actually a new musical. It's an update of an old musical that didn't make it to Broadway before, so they're trying again. And I have been reading the reviews as they come out, and I've been happy because they're better than the reviews last time, and they seem to indicate that Sondheim, in revising the show, concentrated on all the elements that I thought were strongest the first time around. So he basically brought out the good, cut out the bad, for the most part. And I've been reading the reviews. I watched the minute-long clip the New York Times posted of one of the songs. I appreciated the acting and the singing and the new lyrics therein. I've been looking at photos. I've been dreaming of what the cast album will sound like if they do make a cast album, and they had better make a cast album. I hope they do. Apparently nobody's biting yet, but really they should, because if they did, I would buy it, and my support is all they need. But no, I'm really excited that Sondheim's continuing to produce new work, and that hopefully soon I can listen to it, particularly because I did like this show in its first incarnation. I thought it had like a lot of hope and a lot of possibility, a lot of like compelling themes that I only wished were more fully realized, and now it seems like they finally are. And so it's like you're watching someone grow up, and you want to see, you know, they were kind of cute in a sort of gawky ways and as a kid, but you really want to see what they turn out to be when they grow up, and now it's grown up. And all I've seen of it so far is a minute-long clip on the New York Times theater section website, but there's so much more. So, holding out for a cast album, hoping it'll happen. And now I'm reaching the 30-minute mark, so I think I've probably talked my share. I hope that everyone's doing well at home. The weather is warmer here than it felt last time I wrote an email. Like, it was really freezing, but now it's only kind of, it's okay. You know, I can definitely, it feels comparatively warm. It's supposed to be cold in Nagano. I'm supposed to bring winter stuff to Nagano. But hopefully the Nagano Hotel will be heated inside. That would be nice. And so, weather's fine. Host family is fine. My host mom is sewing costumes for the ballet troupe that her daughter acts in, its production of Sleeping Beauty, which goes on kind of soon-ish. And so she's been working on that. Haven't seen much of my host family because I was eating out every night for the past 8 days. I ate with them tonight. It was pretty good. I don't really like daikon, which is a radish that is often served at meals and is kind of bitter, but I can endure it. It's something that, like, it doesn't ping any of my bad texture buttons, so I can, like, actually put it in my mouth, and, you know, I don't like the taste a whole lot, but that's only, like, a minor impediment to my actually eating it. So I ate the daikon, and there was shrimp tempura, which was really tasty because I love shrimp, and there was salad with delicious sesame seed dressing, which is good because I love sesame seed dressing. I'm going to be lonely. I'm going to miss it when I go to America. And that is probably all I have to say for right now. Oh, by the way, I've been using a Starbucks mug because I figured that while I was there, I might as well get a coffee mug so as to take hot tea to school every morning, which has been really nice. But the funny thing is that now that I have this coffee mug, everybody, every single Japanese person, like every single friend, every single family member I meet, every single, you know, friend of the family that I meet, like, comments appreciatively on it, and they're like, they really kind of triumphantly announce that, hey, that's a Starbucks mug, and I'm like, yeah, it is, and, you know, you can connect over the fact that they recognize the thing that I have, and they compliment me on the design, and it's funny, because, like, Starbucks seems to be so much more of a positive quantity over here, and a positive idea, and, like, a really genuinely trendy establishment than it ever is in, like, particularly the Bay Area in California. And, I mean, I still can't quite adjust to the idea of it being a sort of trendy establishment, because I just think of it as, you know, evil chain conglomerate, which admittedly has pretty comfy fixtures when it comes to, like, situating yourself in a group of friends for an entire evening for free. But I'm certainly not used to thinking of it as, like, edgy or trendy or cool, but to the people here, the fact that I have a Starbucks coffee mug, which has a kind of pretty design, is, like, the hippest of the hip, is kind of funny. I mean, it's nice. I'm glad to own something cool, but the last thing cool I would have expected to own is a Starbucks coffee mug. Meanwhile, this is completely different. I don't know why I thought of it, but the second 20th Century Boys movie comes out January 31st, i.e. just slightly over a month from now. I'm excited. Recently, I've been listening to the soundtrack from the first movie. It was quite good. And it is 11:56 my time at night, so I probably should end this and get to bed. I hope that everyone's doing well. I swear I said that 5 minutes ago. I thought I was going to end it then, but I didn't. I'm ending it now. And hopefully I can upload this tomorrow at a computer at school, and then send it out in an email, and then finish packing, and then go tomorrow night to Nagano after drinking a little bit of alcohol so that I fall asleep on the night bus. I'm not going to say I hope everyone's doing well for a third time, but, I mean, the hope still stands, but I will talk to you guys later, and have a good 2 or 3 weeks, because it's probably going to be at least that long until I'm able to write another message, since I don't have school and thus internet until January 8th. But hold out until then. Happy Christmas, happy holidays, happy Hanukkah, happy New Year's, and so on and so forth. Take care, and see you later. Okay, bye.